Sorry. Just very quickly, just a machshava for Yom Zikaron. Obviously, everything we should say should be literally nishmas all the chayalim and everyone else whose memory we celebrate today, and also everyone in Corona and the whole world, and obviously for ourselves. But when you think about the numbers of people who we recall on Yom Hazikaron, it's a little bit overwhelming. I don't know the exact number. If you know, you can say, but it's either like in the teens, like 16,000 people or 20-something thousand people. And the Maisa, it's just, they're just numbers. And Shalom, Seth. Baruch haba.
Hey.
And we're just
Hey, Seth.
He's in the army, not in Leib Chayal. Leave the guy alone. We're just talking about Yom HaZikaron, because if you wanted to talk about that at the in Akar Satov. So you think about the number, however many thousands of people it's been. So it's overwhelming, it just becomes a number. The same is with Corona, though. If you hear how many people have been sick and how many people have passed away, which in our camp it's in America, from what I hear, it's over 1,000. It's overwhelming, and it's also the number. Wow, that's a lot of people. But if we think about what the Midah of Akar Satov is, and being Makir Tov to everyone who gave up their life, of Pikidash Hashem. Now, giving up their life of Pikidash Hashem means whether or not they were religious or not. As long as they're a Jew, if they die of Pikidash Hashem, meaning standing up for other Yidden, for Am Yisrael, for the state of Israel, whatever it is, automatically they are ushered into Gan Eden. So no matter how irreligious they are, they're in Gan Eden, they died out Pikidash Hashem. So when you think about Midas of Akar Satov, so Akar Satov, I spoke about this last year, Akar Satov means being mizbonin, contemplating and meditating on whatever it is you're thankful for. And to do a thorough, you know, meditation of what that thing or what that person has done for you and what it is to be thankful. I mean, I can say I'm thankful for having a breath right now and be able to breathe, which we should, is a pashut thing we should all be saying now, especially during the days of Corona, let alone every day of our life. But if you really want to understand what it means to be able to breathe, so you have to learn about the respiratory system a little bit. You have to learn about the lungs. You have to learn about how everything works and how important and crucial every single breath is in order to truly understand what it means to be able to breathe. Or if you want to have a karas atov to what it means, what your parents have done for you, you know, your whole life. So you have to like understand what it means to be a woman in pregnancy, and to have a pregnant wife, and then to be raising a newborn baby, and then what it means to, if your child is sick, to worry about them, take care of them, and everything else that they've done in order to enable you to reach where you've reached today. And that's what true Akar Satov is being mizbonin on a specific thing and going into the depths of it from A to Z of everything that has gone into that, whatever that is you're thinking about, and to truly understand the depths of that thing so you can truly appreciate it. And there are many ideas in Chazal that resonate this idea. And one idea I just want to say is that when the...
Need tissue?
No, I have allergy season tissues.
Yeah.
So just one idea. There's a lot of ideas, but one idea that just comes to mind is that when a poor person would bring their bikurim to the Beis HaMikdash, so something unusual was done for the poor person's bikurim as opposed to the non-poor farmers who brought their bikurim. And that is the basket which the ani brought his bikurim in, so the kohen kept, as opposed to everyone else's baskets or whatever vessels they brought the bikurim in, so were not kept. And Rashi explains why. Actually, it might not be Rashi, but maybe Rashi says that the ani's basket is kept. And the explanation as to why this is because the ani put all of his effort, not only to, you know, raising those nebach fruits that he has. Imagine a poor person is a farmer. He doesn't have the best fruits. He doesn't have the best trees and the best harvest. That's why he's probably poor. And he doesn't have money to buy a nice basket. And Bikurim was a big celebration. Think like a massive parade. So that's what it was, the Bikurim. When a farmer would travel from his home to Yerushalayim to bring the Bikurim, so along the way, everyone would escort him and be there with song and dancing and music to celebrate this mitzvah. And you can imagine a poor person coming. He has like his little, like, you know, dollar store. No offense to the dollar store, but a little nebuch, dollar store is the best. Little nebuch, like, basket, as opposed to imagine, like, a wealthy person, or like a really big, like, he's coming with his fancy suit, his fanciest basket, a golden basket, whatever it is to do this mitzvah. And you can imagine it's a little embarrassing for the ani. And the ani goes, and he takes his basket and gives the kohen keeps it. And the reason is because the ani doesn't have money to buy a basket. He has to go out and collect the twigs himself and put this little shoddy basket together. As opposed to the wealthy farmers, they might have some, you know, craftsmith make the basket. And they might have, you know, they might just buy it off of someone else. But the HaKadosh Baruch Hu recognizes all the effort and the work that the ani put into making that basket. And therefore, he says, that's part of the carbon, that it's going to the kohen. And Hashem says, I value that basket more than some guy who just, you know, ordered his basket on Amazon. You know, very beautiful, very fancy basket, but there wasn't that effort and that heart, that and soul that went into making that. And that, I think, is like a sign of the Karas HaTov that Hashem is giving to the ani, saying, thank you for bringing your korban. Thank you for all the effort and hard work you put into this. I understand that, and I value that, and I appreciate that. And therefore, I'm not just accepting your pomegranate and fig and dates or whatever else he brought to the Shiva Saminim. I'm also recognizing the hard work and the effort you put into that basket as well. And that is the truth. Hakaras HaTov is recognizing everything that went into that event, or into that thing that you have. And I think one of the difficult things about Yom HaZikaron, and also just with Corona, is to recognize everything that was in that number's life, and everything that number on these poll of numbers of people who died, or in that name, is to recognize that, not just saying you look at, read a name of the thousands of soldiers who have perished, and other members of Bitachon, etc. It's just a name, yes, and a name is powerful, but that whole name was a whole world. And that whole name could have a book written about it, just to get a glimpse into their life. And if we really want to be Makir Tov, so we have to, like, really think and, like, realize what was lost and what they gave up for this country, for Am Yisrael. And the same as the Avoda with Coronas. I think, you know, I've checked the news like twice in the last 2 or 3 weeks, Baruch Hashem. And you just see these numbers. And you see like, oh, another, you know, however many people were killed in this, in Muncie, died in Muncie, and died in Lakewood, died in Brooklyn, died in wherever, or people that you know who have passed away. It's like, okay, another name to the list, another fatality, another number. And it's like, we don't truly understand the loss, because it's just like a number, it's 2,000. But if you would imagine now, in your room or in your house, go and count let's say like 100 people died from corona that you know in whatever in your city or something or something like that. So now just go to your room or your house where all the books are, and now count 100 books. And just say like those 100 books represents a small portion of that person's life and what they represented and what they added to this world and what they meant to their family. I think just in that way you're able to get like a sheer sense of like, wow, there's a lot lost. And that book belonged to, you know, many other people who that book was a part of their life. And now, you know, they're going to have a big chapter in their life's book of how their lives were shattered now that this person is no longer with them. And that's how we have to think about, just to recognize, I think, and to be makir tov on Yom HaZikaron of what it means that a person gave up their life for Am Yisrael and for Eretz Yisrael, and what they really what they gave up. And for many people they had a choice. For many people they had a choice, and yet they decided no, there's something greater going on. And just to imagine in our minds what they would have written in their book if they were still alive. If they lived 120 years and they're able to fill up all the pages of their book. And yet they're not. And then when we do that, so then we realize like, whoa, there's a lot given. More than anything we imagine, given in order that Am Yisrael can be flourishing today in Eretz Yisrael, in order that we're able to just come back to Eretz Yisrael, Mirza Shev. And to think about that and to realize like, wow, look what everyone gave up in order that we can be here. And if we do that, I think it sensitizes us a little bit more to the losses that that we've suffered. You know, in order that we can have Medinas Yisrael, in order that we can have a Jewish state, in order that we can come back to Eretz Yisrael. Because otherwise it's very, very difficult. And it could just be like another day. It could just be another day, especially with Corona, when you're not going to Tekkus and you're not seeing the families who are bereaving their loved ones. You're not at Har Herzl and you're not at all the other military cemeteries. Yes, normally Yom HaZikaron is a very powerful, a very inspiring and very unforgettable day, because your mom is live the Zikaron, and you see the Zikaron on people's faces, a family, and it's not just like at least in America. I don't know what they do in Canada for Memorial Day, but America Day in America, Memorial Day means like opening of the summer season and going to like beaches and barbecues and lakes and things like that. And there's no sense of grief or loss. Unless you had someone in your family who's wearing a shirt like Seth is wearing, the only people who feel Memorial Day is those who have direct people have lost a loved one in fighting in the U.S. But here, Imam, it's like if someone didn't lose a loved one, then they know like their neighbor's like son, you know. It wasn't one of their family members, it was one of their friends, unfortunately. So it's a very real day and a very powerful day for us, I think, just to get a glimpse into, like, just to think, a way to conceptualize those numbers through, like, a story which was lost, which was cut, ended short. And the same with Corona, is to realize, like, yes, again, not to depress ourselves, but to just to realize and be misboning, like, it's not just like another person was, like, died. It's like, family is shattered now. What that person did, how that person impacted the world is gone now. Unfortunately, there have been a lot of gedolim, even who have been taken from Corona. Just the impact that they have had on the world and no longer able to make is lost forever. And it's not just like, oh, another person died. It's like, whoa. It's like, Bimis Bonain, Ada Sof, a little bit of to recognize, like, it's not just like one number. Like here, there's a bookend and there's a lot of stuff in between the beginning and end of that person's life. And like, and then you like read that book and you're like, holy smokes, we lost that person. Holy smokes, what that person gave up for Am Yisrael. And then you like start book number two and book number three and book number four and book number five. And then you're just like totally overwhelmed by how much this person, you know, did in order that I can be here and can either whatever we're able to gain from the world of Eretz Yisrael for the world at large. And it's just like, it's overwhelming. again, not to depress us, and not to destroy us, but in order to appreciate what other people have done to make this world a better place, specifically for Am Yisrael. And a message for ourselves of, you know, just moving our lives forward is what we wanted. That we're a book also, and the Mirtz Hashem, we should all finish our book at 120 and beyond, and to be inspired to try to fill our pages with meaningful things and things which can impact others. And it doesn't have to be, the only way isn't, you know, again, not to belittle Chas V'Shalom anyone who gave up their lives for the state of Eretz Yisrael, Medinas Yisrael, and Eretz Yisrael, and Am Yisrael, but like, we can make powerful inspiration also in whatever we're able to do. And again, it doesn't have to be on a global level. It could just be in our families. It could just be on our friends. That is also a massive, massive, important thing as well. And to be inspired by it, and to be moved by it, and to be mizbonin by what we remember today. Okay. Zerat Hashem. You should hear besoros tovos. All the shattered families in Am Yisrael who have lost members in anything to do with Yom HaZikaron, they should have a nechama. And anyone, obviously, with Corona also should have a nechama. Very, very difficult time for the world. And we have to be mizbonin also, what it means to have life, and to appreciate our life and our ability, as I said. We're not on a respirator. We're able to breathe normally. We're healthy. We don't have so many worries, Baruch Hashem. And if we do that, so then we can live a more fulfilling life, an appreciative life, in a life full of simcha, Bezrat Hashem. And as I think I may have said this before, but the one on a psychological level, a crucial avoda to do during times like this, and remaining like psychologically stable and sound, and also coming out of this, is to practice the midah of Hakar Satov. Obviously, in the academic world, it's called gratitude. But just to practice our essence as Yehudim of being Hoda, of appreciating what we have, and thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for these things that we have. And again, similar to this Borodus, it's anything and everything. It could just be like, thank you, Hashem, that I made cookies today and they came out amazing. Thank you, Hashem, that I was able to enjoy those cookies. Thank you, Hashem, like my kids didn't fight today. Thank you, Hashem, that I'm, and obviously like the basic ones that I'm able to see, I'm able to breathe. Like I always thank Hashem for having a good shower also. I always say to my wife, I'm like, I don't know why there's no bracha after taking a good shower. You know, it's like just amazing. It refreshes you, it cleans you, it feels so much better afterwards. So nothing's too small to say thank you for. And we should practice this habit of gratitude always, and especially now. It's very very important as well. Psychologically, always it's better to practice gratitude. And at the end of the day, hey, we spoke about this. Your homework was to start a gratitude notebook. Anyone do that? Okay, great. I know, it's like, what do I have to write it down for? I don't really write it down either, but like, it's like, what do I have to write it down for? And it's like you're having a bad day, and then you can just take it out, and you'd be like, like, of all these, like, things, like, wow, I think my life is so bad, and it's just like, you know, shot down, buddy, like, you have it so good. Look, you have this, like, notebook filled of, like, woo, you know, like, you have it good, man. You have it good. All right, Bezrat Hashem, we should appreciate everything that everyone's given for us to be here. And like, I said, everyone who gave up their lives for Am Yisrael, not just like the state of Eretz Yisrael, because the fact that people gave up their lives for fighting here has also impacted your lives, even in Chutz Arts, in world Jewry around. And not just because you were here this year and here last year, but just being a Jew in the world, needs to express the course of Tov to those who have given up their lives. Tov, guys, we share with source Tovos.
Thank you.
Oh.
What? Goodbye. Seth, nice to see you.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
You're welcome.
Is this every week at the same time?
Yeah, I added it to the WhatsApp, yeah.
Okay, awesome. I look forward to the next one.
Okay, it was about the show. Zagazin.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.